All right, we're at the 2008 Microsoft Pro Photo Summit. I'm here with David Ricks. David, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Now, you just come off stage talking about one of the many projects you work on, the Photo Metadata Project.
Correct.
Tell us about that. What is the Photo Metadata Project?
I work with a group called the Stock Artist Alliance. It's the trade association for stock photographers. Mm-hmm. And basically what we applied for and received an award from the Library of Congress here in the U.S. as part of their National Digital Information Infrastructure Preservation Project.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, or as we usually refer to it, NDIP.
NDIP, okay.
Yeah.
That's easier.
Much easier.
Sure.
So, but the Library of Congress, basically, there are groups there that basically looked at this and they're looking into the future, basically. The Library of Congress here is the repository for, you know, basically a lot of the cultural heritage kinds of things. Actually, we went out and visited them. They've got Ansel Adams prints and everything. But the key is 20 years from now, everything's going to be digital.
Right.
And photographers may be dumping off their archives with museums, libraries, and, you know, what if they basically have a bunch of pixels with maybe a date it was taken and that's it?
Right.
That doesn't do anybody a whole lot of good. So we're concerned about whether our images have metadata in them, because down the road, this is going to be the only way that people are going to know who's in the picture, where it was taken, and other things like that. And that's where we got started. So they gave us an award for this, and today we were presenting some findings from a survey that we've been doing on what the various stock distributors are doing with the images on their website.
So is the, so for example, if I go and buy a camera today, whether it's a point shoot, whether it's a mm-hmm. digital SLR, something very high end, the EXIF standard is usually built into the
correct.
Way these photos are captured. It captures a lot of metadata in that particular example.
It captures technical metadata, but for the most part, if you're searching for something later on, you know, you're probably not saying, I want all the pictures I took with the 105 millimeter setting. You may be looking for things taken on a certain date, but most of the time you're going to be saying, you know, I'm looking for all the pictures of my nephew John, or I'm looking for pictures of my grandmother, or, you know, I'm looking for those pictures we took in Yosemite 5 years ago.
Right.
And that's descriptive metadata.
Sure.
And that's different.
And that is the kind of data that, as a photographer or someone that's archiving the photos,
mm-hmm.
it essentially needs to be manually input because is it subjective data? Is that how you describe
it? It's descriptive. Well, there's a couple of different kinds of data, and as part of the survey, we were looking at different parts of them. There's identification or identifying metadata. So, you know, you having taken the image, you want to make sure that you get your name, address, phone number, website, whatever. Especially as a professional, you want to make sure that's in there.
Sure.
In addition to that, there are descriptive metadata such as captions, keywords, and things like that that can help you in the discovery process to be able to find the images. So that's critical as well. And you are correct. That has to be manually inputted. However, it can be batch inputted as well. So if you have, you know, if you've taken, 150 images at Yosemite, and, you know, you can tag all of them with that basic information, the location, you know, city, state, country, that kind of stuff, date it was taken, and you could put Yosemite in, you know, the headline field or something.
Sure.
But then you probably want to go back and kind of craft the caption a little bit. But, you know, the thing is, if you're thinking to yourself, okay, there's this great shot of a bear I got, you know, if you narrow it down and say, okay, show me all the pictures between this date and this date on that year and that have Yosemite in the location field, that's going to take it down to a sizable number, and you'll probably be able to find it out of that. But if you're looking at, you know, 50,000 images, it's going to take a while.
So the project you're working on is advocating, you know, smarter and more accurate metadata. Is that correct?
Well, it's not so much that. Mostly, what we're trying to do is there's an awful lot of people that have this perception that putting metadata into images is really hard.
Okay.
And what
so
we're
demystifying the process.
Yeah, and well, the first thing we've been doing is the survey, basically, because we're trying to make a use case and basically saying it is critical that this stuff gets in there, and because we're stock photographers, we're putting our stuff out there and licensing it, and we want to make sure it's protected. There's this. I'm sure you probably talked yesterday with John Harrington about Orphan Works.
We did.
And so basically, what's happening
this
is
ties obviously very closely.
Right. Very much so, because if you have images that are going out there, say on your stock distributor website, and have no metadata in them, then it could be considered an orphan work.
Right.
And if it's an orphan work, then somebody else gets to use it for free and you get nothing. And it's kind of hard to be a professional when you've got no income stream. Mm. So that's critical there. But the second component of this project is we're going to be putting up a website with some rich resources, downloadable tutorials, but in addition to that, screencast videos, just like this one, that, you know, say, okay, you want to put metadata into your images, you have Lightroom, here's how to do it. You've got Expression Media, here's how to do it. And walking them through the step, visually showing them how to do it. And in addition to that, we also want to kind of reach out to the photo editors and things like that, because the great thing about that, I mean, there, so many photo editors out there have this misperception that's just like, you know, their photographer sends them something, they write back, well, you know, what's the caption? And they're like, it's in the metadata. And they're like, well, but I don't have Photoshop. It's like, you don't need Photoshop.
Yep.
There's a dozen other ways you can get to that information that do not require Photoshop. There are free utilities, all sorts of things. And we want to show them some ways that they can do that, because that'll make their jobs a lot easier.
Great. All right. So for more information on the metadata project, or really metadata
either
in general,
yeah.
Where can we go? Websites?
The Stock Artists Alliance, it's stockartistsalliance.org. You can also check my personal website is something called Controlled Vocabulary. And, you know, there's a lot of good information there about when you want to input descriptive metadata, about how to go about the process of keywording and captioning and things like that, and the technical part also, but it's mostly written. I don't have a whole, there's a couple of movies up there, but the Stock Artist Line site, if you go there, right on the main page, there's a link that'll take you to the photo metadata project, and we have some resources and things up there now. We'll be putting the report of our survey up there probably within the next couple of weeks. And as we develop these other rich resources, they either may be on the site or a separate website. We're still trying to decide that, but that's a ways off.
Great. All right. David Ricks, thanks for being at the ProPhoto Summit 2008.
Great. Thank you.
Cheers.